We've been thinking about love. You know, Jesus told one beaut story in the Gospel of Luke. And dear Father, he had two boys. One did, the youngest boy, tell his dad that he likes a good way. He's a tired for stihum. Seems plenty sullen, who's tired for stihum and do nothing, hang around and kind of get lazy. So, dear boy, he wanted to leave home and he wanted to go get the, also, one thing we use a towel, so to go and see the bright lights and things going to be so much better away from home for a time, and he like to try it. And so he asked his dad for giving him thing, one thing he mean to get when his dad did, all his money and things, they're going to come to him, his property and what have you. And I thought his dad kind of no hot forgive it first time that he asked for it, but he finally gave in to their boy asking him and pleading him and kind of get on his nerves, I think. So he gave up and he gave to his little fellow what thing he asking for. And before very long, your little fellow, he packed his bags and he start. He walked and he walked and he walked till he come to one side, a good distance from home. And he thought to himself, well, there's the side I have to come and test what the outside world will look like and join in that's spacious and everything else. Things too dear to him, so he get to going, he start making friends with them people, with them sullen in our town that he's a come to. And he enjoyed life. He go out to parties and everything else like that. Perhaps he indulged himself with drink and really live it up, so he thought. Then one day, not so very long after he leave home, one famine come to our side. People running short of money, much like this day, much like today in throughout the world, we have economic upheavals and people running out of money, people losing them jobs. And one day their bloke, he come to find out that not only that he got no money left, but he got no friends too. Oh, he was really sad. He got no money. You know, sometimes you only got the friends when you got the money. If you got plenty of money, you got plenty of friends. So dear bloke, he find out that how true them words is. And he go look for job. He can't get any job. Nobody invite him into them's house to eat until somebody tell him, well, got one pig farmer down our road, but no good on our road, and he might give you a job feeding them pig. So he got to the bloke and he asked the bloke whether he got a job that he'll do. And, oh, yeah, that man tell him, yeah, I'll give you a job feeding them pig. But he never get much wages. He never even get anything to eat. Oh, he used to get dar hungry. Hungry as hungry will be. So he told her, he feed him pigs, and sometimes his hand go down in our trough, or before he get to that trough, he pick up the best stuff that he'll in our scrap bucket for he eat. He die hungry. And one day, whilst he like die, he something make him think of home. He can see his dad and his other brother so happy there with everything to eat, all them servants around him, looking after them and bringing them things when they want it. And dear little fella, he tell himself, gee, I is modern. The foot I are looking after all he hog in back home got dad and my brother, them enjoying life, while I done you so miserable. I can't nothing to do, I can't nothing gonna happen. So I can chuck your job in. I can tell that man I don't want to work for him anymore. I start in home. So he take our straight girl and he walk right home, back home to dad and his brother. And dad, all these time, he been away from home for a number of years and he been home. Dad been still there praying about him that his boy going to come back home, that his boy not going to get into any harm or danger. And dad getting old since he been left home. But every day he walk out to the front gate and he cover his eyes to shield it from our son. and he looked in the distance, but he cast nothing. Till one day he did out, and day following day, and one day he looked out, and there was our boy. Right out in the distance, he picked out his boy coming home. He thought it was his boy. Then our boy get closer. Oh, no, that can't be him. That can't be him. Look at his cloth, how ragged. Look at his face, how dirty. Look at his whiskers. Look at his hair, how dirty. Oh, that can't be him. And when he get closer, something tell her dad. Something tell her our boy's father that, yes, that's him. That's him. And soon as his dad realized that that was his son, that was our boy that been out there in our far country, away from home, thought he going to do justice, thought he going to make a name for himself out there in our world out there. Dad run forward, his arms, so he go as fast as he could, almost running, must have fly down. Dad go forward, and there, Dad meet our fella, meet our boy that been away from home for all so long, and our boy, he mustn't no recognize it. He hold him in his arms. He make glad for him. He hugged him and kissed him and really glad. Oh, Dad feels so much better that his boys have come back home again. And Dad take him up through our front gate, up in front steps, open our front door, and he call his them seller and them servants and tell him, bring forth all them thing and put it on him. Give him a wash and put him in the best cloth and shoes that he got to put on here, fella. And we're going to have a party, because the dear boy that I thought's the dead, he's come back home again. But that ain't the end of our story. The brother been out, look after them sheep and them cattle, and feed them animals. He come in and he hear all them noise, all them singing, all them carrying on, all them loud music. Oh, you wonder what the heck's gone wrong for his dad. What things have happened to his dad? His dad now used to be like that. He now used to even play the stereo. But he listened. He listened a little bit more and, oh no, he can't work out what things happened. So he no like to walk through that front door. So he go around our back door and he happened to meet one of them servants at our back and he asked our servant, what's going on in there? His dad, our servant, telling him, oh, you not know your brothers have come back. Come back from where? Oh, that brother been out there, way out dinner. He's a come back, the other brother says. Could he come back? I thought he doing well back in our countryside he been. Oh, no, you should be to see him when he come back. His clothes all ragged, his face is dirty, grubby, he had no shoes on his feet. Oh, he had blisters on his feet. Oh, his dad was so sorry when he saw the little fellow walking up our roadway. Oh, blow it. Where's Dad anyhow? Bring him out, I want to talk to him. So his dad come out and he talked to him and he tell his dad, look, Dad, I've been here and I look after you all these years, these many years that my brother been away from home and I now been asking you anything. And you now even kill our pig that I'm going to have and have a feast and have a picnic long for my friends. Dad, son, your brother been out there in our far country and I've been thought he's a dead. Come in and, oh no, I don't want to have anything to do with you people. I don't want to have anything at all to do with you, Solon. Oh, I had you already. I started and I'm not coming back again. You listen to that story. That's where God loves us. God loves us that much as we hear that in the opening part of their talk. God loves us that much that he gives us his only son. And that way, Solon, who been near him, who drift away from him, who go down, as we might tell us, as our story in our far country, Of our experience, we try to get away from all them good things. We don't want to have anything to do with church. We don't want to have anything to do with God and so forth. Same as the other brother who go away in the far country. But God now turned his back on Auckland. God, same as our Father, he always looking for Auckland to come back to him. And the other thing we ought to do, the other thing we want to do, the other thing we must do, we have to come back to God. We have to come back to God. Again, I go back to them Earl Thullen, them Earl Pitcairn Thullen, how much them love God, how much them love to get together, and how them used to spend all night in prayer and reading God's word. You know, we on Norfolk Island this day, we got our video, and our video, I think, to take the place of what them Earl Thullen used to have them time with God. Yes. The other thing we need to do, we need to get back to God. You know, plenty of Thullen used to think, oh, I go to church. I is good on. I go to church, I read my Bible, I say my prayers. Yeah, that's very good if Thullen used to do that. But the thing we have to ask each other, how much Jesus mean to Auckland? What's Jesus to Auckland? To Auckland. And if we can't answer, what thing Jesus means to Auckland? Well, Jesus to me is everything. You know, one day I've been to miss our young boy that we talk about. I've been in our far country. I thought I'm going to be better off. You know, I was too, like many people on Norfolk Island. Many Thullen had a father and mother who was Christian, who perhaps was the backbone of our church. But the thing is, there came one time in my life when I had to tell yes to Jesus. There had to come a time when I can't go on living and under the belief that my mother and my dad, my ma and my dad, loved Jesus. I had to love him for myself. I had to reach our point where I know that I have to love him and do all anything that he want me to do. See, I can't get to heaven because mum and dad believe in him. My mom and dad, them believe in Jesus, them love him. But that can't get me into heaven. Some soul I might tell, as I already been told, well, I go to church, I was a member of that church. I was a member of that Uniting Church. I was a member of our Anglican Church. I belong to that SDA. Yeah, that might be third, I might be as true. But the thing is, nowhere in our Bible tell Auckland that, oh, you become a member of that church. You become a member of the Anglican Church or the Uniting Church or the SDA Church. Oh, that's the first step to going to heaven. But that ain't the first step of going to heaven. It's good being a member of the church if you're going to go to church, if you're going to participate in those meetings and everything else there. But the first step and the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus. What thing we must do? We have to do it. Otherwise we can't get to heaven. We have to realize that we are sinners. And that through realizing we are sinners, ask Jesus to come into our life. But we must want him to come into our life. We must want him to make our difference. We must want to live different, make everything rosy, so to speak. And we must want our whole life to change. There's no good living in our own old self and tell, oh yeah, we're doing good, no use doing good if the only way that we'll do good is through Jesus. Jesus coming into our life and making Auckland live good, make Auckland better church members, could make Auckland better people out there in the community, could make Auckland better people because we believe in him, and not only we believe in him now, but he in Auckland. Whilst before, We only believe in him. He ain't got the big part of Auckland as he got now. Yeah, one thing we have to do now, if we not know Jesus, if we not believe in Jesus, if we not love God half as much as he love Auckland, well, it's about time that we stop and look at ourselves. Look at Auckland. And if we cast nothing wrong off Auckland, pick up our Bible and read it. Look at all them words that tell Auckland that unless we believe in him, we're not going to go to heaven. We're not going to perish. We're going to perish unless we do. We're not going to be any good without him. Just think about that. That unless we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can never get to heaven, that a thing we need to do. In order to get to heaven, we must believe in Jesus and make Jesus part of us. In fact, eventually, Jesus must have all of us, not part, but we must be prepared to let everything go that's going to hold him back in our life. And that's going to be the greatest moment, the best moment that any of us can be now take. Any moment that any all you listening to their tape, any moment the great going to come in your life or youth life is when you tell yes to Jesus. Perhaps years ago you tell yes to Jesus, and what thing been happened in the meantime? Something been hold you up from coming any stronger. Or read our Bible. Read John, and so what thing Jesus told the man so high up in position, in our church position as he was. He told our man, unless you be born again, yeah, you can't get to heaven. Oh, listen, so what thing our man, the man no understand what thing Jesus telling him. And out of way with plenty Auckland that we no understand. But when we ask Jesus to come into our life, in the Bible we tell that all things are made new. Things going to made that beautiful that we now are going to thought again that our life been daffy. So the way to live a happy, harmonious life with not only with his family, with all him selling out there, particularly all him selling that we use a towel, use an upset Auckland and make we feel so funny inside. Just look at them and tell them within you, inside you, tell them, oh, I love you because Jesus in me, making me love you. All them selling so hard for love, Jesus will help you to love them. All them times are so difficult to come through, come over. And do anything that Wathingham Solomon might thought is right. One thing we need to do is to trust Jesus. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. Going to be a lot of difference on Norfolk Island this day on if everybody on Norfolk Island realize they need Jesus. So the thing is for Auckland to do, read our Bible, pray and ask God to help Auckland and realize that we've been the full of sin and how much we need God, how much we need the cleansing blood of Jesus, cleansing our life, cleansing our bloodstreams and purifying and making up unclean. That the thing we want, that the thing we need, that the thing we should have. You know, years ago, Norfolk Island had a title, the Paradise of the Pacific. Well, if all them Christians selling on Norfolk Island, if all them old Norfolk Island salon can learn this in Norfolk Island the way it is now, all the thing that we doing on the day that been so much to them salon, then going to turn over in them's grave. One thing we need to do? Come back. Come back again like our story Jesus told. The boy go away in the far country, but he come back home. And his father, like God, our heavenly father, is waiting for Auckland to come back. Jesus, as we sing in our chorus, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible told me so. What more words we want? What better hope we want? What other things we need to give Auckland a lift in this world where everything seemed to be so dark, so dreary, so heavy? The burden, you know, one thing Jesus told Auckland, cast all our burdens upon him. The other thing we tell Auckland in our Bible, you know, when we learn to cast our burdens at Jesus, things are going to be darn much better. Oh, put your no come to Jesus right now. Put your no tell him, oh, Jesus, I need you. Oh, Jesus, I want you. Put your no tell him. Put your no tell him and ask him to come into your life right now.